Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump has made it a top priority to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Here's what he said late last week after the Senate failed in its latest attempt to do exactly that.
You know, I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode.
But is he letting Obamacare implode or is he making it implode? The president threatened on Twitter to end the cost-sharing reduction subsidies, money that helps poorer Americans buy health insurance on the ACA exchanges. With us now is Rick Nodder. He's director for individual business at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Rick, how would you describe the mood at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan right now when it comes to the political climate around the health insurance market?
Well, the best word might be nervous. And that's mainly because of the uncertainty around what's going to happen. The cost-sharing reductions that you mentioned, obviously, that's very important. Those are the funds that are paid directly to the insurance company to help pay the cost-sharing that a member may have when they go to the doctor or to the hospital. And without those, if those go away this month, that would cost us literally tens of millions of dollars, which we would then have to increase the premiums to offset that.
So what would that feel like? What would that be like in the homes of these families, these moderate to low-income families who rely on these subsidies if they go away?
Actually, they would not feel the effect right away if those went away within the next month. And that's because those cost-sharing reduction payments are paid directly to the insurance carriers. So let's say a person goes to the hospital, they ring up $10,000 in bills. And because they're on one of these silver plans with cost-sharing reduction, instead of saying having to pay 30%, they might have to pay 5% or 0% of that money. And the government then pays that for those people to the insurance carriers. So immediately they would see no effect. But without those in 2018, then we would have to increase the premium significantly on those plans. So they would feel that effect next year.
Michigan was supposed to publish proposed rate hikes for health insurance plans sold on the exchange, but now has postponed that for 30 days because of what it calls uncertainty over whether these subsidies are going to be killed off by the White House. What do you hope happens in these next 30 days?
That we get more certainty. I think uncertainty is a good word that the state used there, because that's what we've been feeling for a while. There has been a lot of talk in Washington since Trump came into office, and that uncertainty has caused, as we said earlier, some nervousness within the company and within the Department of Insurance, I'm sure, as well, because they have to make a decision as to which rates will be allowed to go out for the January 1st effective date, either those rates, the lower rates, where we assume that there will be cost-sharing reduction payments, or the higher rates, assuming there won't be. And because no decision's been made on that, again, we're pretty nervous because we're uncertain what's going to happen.
But this period of not knowing, and you know, you've got this 30-day extension, and if there is no decision from the White House, I mean, we hear it's coming soon, but that could mean anything. We've heard that over a number of things. So if there's nothing
Correct.
Handed down and you go ahead and report rates, would they default to the higher rates? I mean, how do you work around that not knowing? And let's say he hands down a decision after November 1st.
And that's what we're nervous about, because it will be essentially up to the state at that point as to which rates they will allow. We have filed two sets of rates, one assuming the cost-sharing reductions and another assuming we wouldn't receive those. And so the state is the one that will make the decision on which rates to go forward with. And at this point, my assumption would be those would be likely the higher rates, because of all the things that have been said about pulling those away.
If the president does end these subsidies in the next 30 days, there are many pundits and many observers who feel that would strike a fatal blow to the Affordable Care Act. What do you feel?
Well, as always, I try to stay out of the politics, but obviously it would have a very strong negative effect on the Affordable Care Act, because you'll see a couple of things happen. One, what we've already talked about, rates are going to increase more than they would have if those cost-sharing subsidies were intact. And two, a number of carriers have threatened to pull out of the market if those car sharing reduction payments are not going to be made, because they will be risking losing millions and millions of dollars. So there is a very good chance that there could be large areas of the country that would not have an insurance carrier in the county where some of these people live, because those carriers would have pulled out. Now, we've decided, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, we're going to stay in pretty much no matter what for 2018, but obviously we would have to go with those higher rates to make sure that we don't have a huge financial loss as a result of that.
Rick Nodder, Michigan Blue Cross Blue Shield. We want to thank you so much for your time.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.